it's Super Bowl week, so that means not only is everybody rushing to a ticket window out in the desert to make a play on Kansas City and San Francisco, you have people coming from all over the country, all over the world, throwing in prop bets, yards, cross sports, the coin toss, the national anthem. It does not end. So to get a sense for what to play, what to avoid, what's hot, what's not, we welcome in the head odds maker of the Link Casino, a good friend of mine. He's been with us these last couple of weeks, and he joins us once again, my man, Art DeCesar. Art, what's happening, good sir? What's shaking, bro?
JJ, pleasure to be here tonight. Obviously, this is crunch time for us, so let's get it going.
You ain't kidding. It's one of the biggest handicapping and betting weekends of the year when you're talking about the Super Bowl. So we talked about this the last time you were on, that opening line for what we were looking at with Kansas City and San Francisco. Now that a couple of days have passed, are you surprised that this line is kind of stabilized right where it's at 1, 1.5, even some places might have it at 2? What is like the initial take on what the line was and what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, you know what, JJ? I mean, you know, as I've said on your show before, when the game first opened, we had Chiefs minus 1. We had a total of 51. We're currently sitting at Chiefs minus 1.5, total of 54.5. You know, the spread doesn't surprise me that it stayed where it has, because we have so much cheap money so far, and this week is where we're going to start to see the Niner money come in. We're going to start to see California come in. People are going to be in here the next couple days, and I think sharp people are going to start playing the Niners as well. So I think, honestly, by kickoff, we could almost see it get back to basically a pick 'em.
Okay, so you're saying initially the Kansas City money came in, and what you're thinking, Art, is by the time you hit Friday, Saturday, this line is right around pick 'em?
Yeah, I think so. I can totally see that, because we've still seen so much cheap money, but we've yet to want to move anywhere past 1.5. Because I really think we're figuring, and you got to remember too, you know, sometimes you want to stay with the market. It's a market move. You don't want to go to 2 before someone else goes to 2. So I think people are going to, you know, say, hey, let's wait for this Niner money to come in. Let people bet the Niners. And then, like I said, by kickoff, it could be a pick 'em.
Do you get the sense, Art, this will be a very split game with a lot of the sharp money on the side of the Niners and a lot of the public money coming in on the Chiefs? Is that the way you think this ultimately breaks down?
Yeah, JJ, I can totally see that. I mean, obviously, early we've had nothing but cheap money, and usually the public is the first people to start to bet. You know, they're just happy to get a bet in, or they were in Vegas and they're leaving. So, you know, you start to see, you know, the recreational people come out first, and the sharps are kind of laying in the weeds. But I could definitely see it being a split ticket action as far as both, you know, close to equal money on both sides. It's the total where, you know, we're really starting to look at a big liability here.
Okay, so you mentioned that liability last week. How much has it changed over these last 5 or 6 days? That line opened at 51. Nobody's sniffing at 51 now. As far as the over-under total, how much do you think you guys got to juice up that line to maybe, just maybe, start getting some money coming in on the under?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we're seeing, obviously, still nothing but overplay. People are not afraid to bet it at 54.5. They bet it all the way up from 51, like you said. Yeah, now at some places around town, it has touched 55. Once again, you know, this is going to be the key 2, 3, 4 days where, yeah, I could see that total maybe creeping up another half point or a point just to, you know, say, hey, we need to get some under money here.
We got Art DeCesar. He's one of the head odds makers at the Link Casino out in Las Vegas as we preview the ins and outs of Super Bowl 54. Okay, Art, we'll get to your game pick before we sign off. But when it comes to prop strategies, what would be, in your opinion, the best way to attack it? If you're a casual bettor, you want to have some fun, you're going through all of these potential props that are out there, what is the best way to tackle it, my friend?
Yeah, you know what, JJ? It's such a tough thing with the props. As I've told you before, the props have become basically the Super Bowl. I mean, it's everything now. You got pages and pages of props. I like to let people know, hey, if you're a recreational bettor, this is, you know, one of your first times getting in this, you're coming for the, you know, Super Bowl for the first time, let's say you like the Chiefs. Okay, you like the Chiefs. You're going to bet the Chiefs. Maybe pick one or two players on the Chiefs to have, you know, first touchdown scored, maybe Mahomes over, touchdown passes. You know, and same thing with the Niners if you're going to take the Niners. Don't overextend yourself with the props because, you know, once the game kicks, you're going to have so many props. You don't even know what you're rooting for. So don't get crazy with it. Just, you know, have fun with it.
What would you say, Art, is the biggest sucker play out of any of the props that are offered?
You know, to me, any bet's a sucker bet if it doesn't win, right?
So that's fair. That's fair.
To me, though, this is the way I look at it. I'm not paying juice on anything, a big juice. If I see minus 240, minus, you know, I'm staying away from that type of stuff. I want to be in the minus 110 to minus 130 range. If I really love something, minus 140, minus 150 might be my tops. I don't want to lay big juice because, I mean, these props, you just never know.
Okay, let's get to MVP. Now, traditionally, they're going to find a way to give the MVP to a quarterback. And odds are, Kansas City wins this game. It's going to go to Patrick Mahomes. The Niners, on the other hand, though, because of the way they've played each of their last two playoff games, running the football, their defense has been dominant. I think there's more possibilities if the Niners win this game to go find a different MVP. Is there a particular MVP choice that you like on the board as far as a juicy value play, one that makes a lot of sense to you? How would you handle a Niner board of MVP choices?
JJ, I think you said it perfectly. Listen, if Kansas City wins, barring something ridiculous, Mahomes is going to be the MVP. But as far as the Niners go, you have to look at, hey, we had a couple years ago, Von Miller wrecked the game, won MVP. So you got to look at Bosa. You know, you can get Bosa, you know, depending where you go, anywhere from 15 to 20 to 1. I think Deebo Samuel is a very interesting one because they love to use him in a million different ways. And who knows, maybe he has a couple big plays in the game. And, you know, it's not Garoppolo doing anything. And then, obviously, you know, you got to throw their running backs in there too. But you definitely, if you like the Niners, it's not bad to throw a little bit here and there on some of the longer shots as far as the MVP goes.
Okay, as far as Kansas City, is there anybody other than Mahomes you'd take a stab on? Art, I don't see it myself. You can make the argument for Tyreek Hill, but then I would counter that and say, hold on a second now. Odds are if Tyreek Hill's having a big game, Patrick Mahomes is going to have a big game. I'd say the same thing about Travis Kelce. So is there any other choice for MVP that might fascinate you in any way that is not named Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean, JJ, you hit it right on the head. That's the person I would have said is maybe Tyreek Hill. But if Tyreek Hill has 8 catches for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns, that means Mahomes probably threw for 4 touchdowns. So Mahomes is going to be the MVP of the game. It's just, now, you know, I don't know, maybe they put Tyreek Hill back and maybe he has some sort of return. Yeah, I guess Tyreek would be the one you'd take a shot on, but it's hard. If Kansas City wins, Mahomes is going to be the MVP.
All right, as far as these props, what is the one that you've noticed a lot of the wise guys, a lot of the sharp guys have been firing on? Is there one or two that you have seen over these last 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, I've actually seen a couple, and I think we talked about this last time. The two-point conversion props. In 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls, there's been an attempted two-point conversion. We opened that to attempt a two-point conversion at plus 165. It's now plus 120. So, you know, there's been some action on that. And for it to be a successful two-point conversion, it was plus 310. That's what it opened at. Now it's plus 220. So people have been on that two-point conversion. You know, both these coaches, they, you know, they're kind of creative. They like to do some stuff. So that's a good one. And I've seen people on the Mahomes completions over. It was 24.5. We now have it at 26.5.
Okay, so that total's been juiced up now a little bit. So there are these cross sports prop bets that I've seen. You know, Zion Williamson points. There's a couple with LeBron. I mean, you can find them for anything. Do you have a strategy with those? Or let's be honest, are you literally just taking a dart and throwing it, trying to hit one of those? Because those can be really, really tricky to figure out.
JJ, I look at those, and I remember when those first started coming out here in Vegas. I think that's just to be with your buddies and say, look at the bet I have. I mean, who's really putting big action on those? I mean, they're ridiculous. I've seen ones where they have stuff that are connected to the Tyson Fury fight in 3 weeks. I mean, you know, you start getting weird with these props. So, you know, the cross-sport props, I stay totally away from. I stick to the traditional stuff.
And on a traditional like any other for me, right before the game is about to kick off, and I know it's a terrible bet, and I know it's one I shouldn't be making, but look, I play the coin toss every year. Not for crazy money, of course, just to have a little bit of fun. I mean, why not, man? You got a 50-50 shot of winning, for goodness sakes. How many people would you say between now and Sunday will be coming in to your sports book and throwing money down on the coin toss?
Absolutely, JJ. I think the coin toss is, first of all, that's gambling at its purest. I mean, it's a two-second thing. It starts the game off. You're either ahead when the game starts or you're down when the game starts. But, yeah, people love that coin toss bet for some reason. And like you said, it's a 50-50 shot, so I'm with you on that. I mean, nothing big, but, you know, just have a little fun with it.
We got Art DeCesar from the Link Casino, the head odds maker of the Link Casino. He joins us here on JJ After Dark. And listen, Art, this is another one of these degenerate specials, and I get it. The national anthem and trying to time the national anthem can be as wacky as it gets, and we know there can be some technicalities, whether or not it's going over, under, when exactly that last note hits. How wild does that get for you guys, and how chaotic can that seem?
It totally can be. I'll say that that's one I don't get. You know, I remember, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, I forget who was singing it, but someone was in her rehearsals and that got leaked and then it totally got juiced. And, you know, I mean, it's just so many variables to that. You know, you got to remember, people get to see these girls or guys, whoever it is, perform this in rehearsals. So it's almost like people know before it happens. I don't know. That to me is, listen, I love to gamble, and I'll gamble on mostly anything, but the national anthem, I'm all set.
Art DeCesar, head odds maker over at the Link Casino. Okay, Art, game prediction. And I know you got public money coming in on Kansas City, short money coming in on San Francisco. You're going to be taking action left and right. What you lean on the game?
You know what, JJ, when I first was thinking about the game, I really thought it would be Niners. And then as I've started to settle in here, I actually think it's going to be the Chiefs. I think it's going to be Mahomes' time. It's Andy Reid's time. I do like it to be a close game, though. My favorite play would be to tease the game 6 points. Take the Niners, you know, getting seven and a half, depending where you get it. And then, I want to be the contrarian and go under, so I would raise that 6 points. But if I had to make a score prediction, I think it's going to be 31-27 Chiefs.
31-27 Chiefs, and that means you think this game is barely going over, Art.
Yeah, I do. The game comes down to this. Can the San Francisco pass rush get in Mahomes' face? If they can get Mahomes' face, they can win the game. If they can't, Mahomes is going to dominate.
And you're expecting big money coming in on the Niners. Basically what you're telling everybody, if you like Kansas City, maybe wait to throw that wager in until around, I don't know, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that a fair bet?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Now, listen, you know, anything can change and we can see this totally flip, but I'm still going to be the one who believes that California is going to be coming in tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. They're going to start to bet the Niners. Like I said, the sharps are laying in the weeds, maybe seeing, hey, you know, will it get to two? If not, maybe I can get money line plus 110. So I think the Niner money is really going to start to roll in here in the next 48 hours.
Final one before we get you out of here. If you're taking Kansas City, to hell with the point and a half, right? You take them on the money line?
Oh, absolutely. I've heard you say that before. If you're going to lay a point and a half, just pay the extra juice. Pay the 125. Don't get in a position where if you have one, you push, or you have 1.5, you lose the game by half a point. If you like Kansas City, pay the juice. Be smart.
Art DeCesar, check him out at the Link. He's going to have a wild weekend, that is for sure. And Art, we can lock it in, my friend. The Friday, this Saturday, conference tournament week, I'll be out in the desert, my home away from home. So I hope we'll be linking up for a beverage or two, watching some college basketball, all right?
Oh, JJ, I can't wait, man. We're definitely going to have a couple cocktails, break some bread. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. That's Art DeCesar over at the Link. Art, tremendous perspective throughout this football season. We'll catch up soon, all right?
All right, bud. Appreciate you.